Welcome to Season 2 of Zbroilcast. Football like you've never heard it before. More explosions. More car chases. Dramatic escapes from peril. Some sort of alien robot. And tigers. Join David and Sam for the thrilling adventures of Zbroilcast. Season 2.
David, are we actually going to put that in the podcast?
No. Hello and welcome to Zbroilcast, the English language Zbroilcast podcast that nobody asked for. My name is David.
And I'm also back for season two.
Yes, it's season two. I'm really happy about it. We've been renewed.
How?
I was going to say popular demand.
It's not that.
I mean, you and I demanded it of ourselves, but that's as far as it goes, I think.
It's been a long 6 weeks,
It has been a long 6 weeks without having to come together to do this every couple of Tuesdays, but that's fine.
Do you feel out of practice, do you?
I don't feel out of practice, no. As you heard from the magnificent opening segment.
That's definitely not being used.
It definitely is being used.
This summer!
Yeah. I mean, now we've said that, it has to go in. And also, I didn't waste 90 minutes of my life producing a 50-second clip for it not to be used.
Yeah, you didn't work, though.
Yeah, that's true.
What have we got going? What have we got in store? I'm out of practice.
Slightly out of practice.
What are we doing on this podcast? Why are we here? Why should you care?
Well, we have got a little bit on Zbroilovka's pre-season preambles. The games that they played, won, lost, etc. We've got two previews, one of Ken and Deirdre Vlashim, which is this Friday, and Pardubitzer, which is our first home game next, I'm going to say Friday again, is that right?
Yes, on Friday. Yeah. Hashtag under the lights. It's not going to be under the lights. It's very bright. A welcome return to Beer of the Podcast to keep my alcohol levels topped up for this evening.
Yep. I've got a hot. I haven't got a not. Have you got anything?
I've got a hot and a not.
Oh, all right.
I'm a professional.
All right, fine.
A bit of detail, I assume, about what's happened to our squad over the summer.
Yes. That's coming up in the bit I'm going to do about the preseason.
Fantastic.
Thing. So, of course, playing out with an English language song sung in Czech. So,
it's almost as if it's the same podcast, but a different season.
So pre-season has come and gone. In fact, the Czech First League has already started last weekend. That happened. That I'm going to mention briefly later. Not really, but it's a thing. And we played five pre-season friendly. I mean, I say pre-season. There was like a three-week break between the end of the season and pre-season starting. It wasn't much of a break.
Yeah, this is the anomaly of Czech football. You have your break halfway through. All the time.
Yeah, which I still don't... I don't really see the reason for that anymore.
Do you not?
No, I mean, even if they cut it short by a month, that would be fine. So it's, you know, just December and January off. Maybe come back mid-February, but I think going all the way to March is still a bit
All the way to March ridiculous. Is... But you do need to get that sort of that break in at some point so people can have their time on the plage or whatever. The thing about... Yeah, I mean, that's actually a good point because then you'd bring the season back a little bit and it wouldn't directly affect things like European games and so forth.
Yeah, I mean, also, you know, what happens next summer when all those Zbroilovka boys go to the European Championships? They're all going to be knackered. So
that's true.
Yeah.
Supporting who?
Good point.
England.
We did pretty well in all our traditional opponent preseason friendlies.
Yeah,
we only lost one game, which was 2-1 against Opava. But we beat Zlín 1-0. We beat Jihlava 5-2. We beat Nitra 4-0. And then we absolutely tanked Vyshkov 9-1 in the last pre-season of the pre-season, which I believe is the correct structure for that. I mean, Zlín was a weird one. We won 1-0, but it was a penalty. I think it was a Stefanovski penalty won that one, but it's still Zlín. They're not, you know, they're no mugs.
Yeah.
Stefanovski got the goal in the second game, in which we lost 2-1 to Opava, but then in the Jihlava game went and knackered his Achilles, so he's out for 6 weeks at least.
Yeah, probably still around 6 weeks at this point. I hear 4 or 5 would be nice.
But yeah, what was nice was, because there wasn't a massive overhaul of the squad in the summer, everyone looks well gelled, and the young players that have been promoted to the senior squad look like they know what they're doing. There looks like that there's some kind of consistency between how the youth team plays and how the first team plays, because there's quite a lot of people have been promoted, actually. Wojciech Marek will be, I assume, third choice goalkeeper, even though they've given him the number one jersey.
It's the only one that's available.
I mean, it's not the only jersey number.
Yeah, I know, right? But you've already got Haloska and Floder, who have got numbers already.
No one wearing 13, though. That's a traditional goalkeeping jersey number. You know, could have had that. No one wearing number 12. So, oh no, sorry. Jurasek is in 13, but no one wearing number 12, I don't think. So, yeah, could have had 12. I'm just saying, he's not going to be number one, but it's a statement of intent. By whom, I don't know. But it's certainly a statement of intent.
This is a really fancy way you're sort of trying to cover up the fact that we didn't go and buy any striker.
We didn't go and buy any striker, no. The spread of goals, I mean, there were a lot from unusual sources, let's say.
Zekel.
Yeah, Zekel got 3, actually. 2 in one game, mind you, I think it was.
Oh, it was two in the Vyshkov demolition.
Yeah, that's right.
They were both not incredibly technical goals.
So yeah, 2 for Zekel in that game, a hat-trick for Shumbara, 2 for Maggie, I think.
Did you see the highlights?
I didn't, no.
It's kind of crap.
Is it?
I know it's really strange to say that, but it's... Vyshkov looked dreadful. But then this is Selecta Zbrojovka 8-minute highlights. Yeah. Whatever. We could have pounded them a lot more. We missed like 4 sitters. Like, I don't know who it was, but somebody missed an open goal.
Was it Zekel?
Like, open goal in the sort of the Chris Iloemo miss for Scotland against Norway.
A proper miss.
He's missed it! Sort of thing. And because I was watching it in work, because why would you do this on your own time? And just in disbelief before you know, the third went in or whatever. It was 5 or 6 goals in the second half. It really just opened the floodgates.
It sounds a bit end of season Jihlavery, where we could have scored even more than we did, and people were missing left, right, and centre. But
and then pre-season Jihlavery, we just scored 5 anyway.
Yeah. But, you know, at least it shows people are getting into good positions, that old cliche of a chestnut of a saying. Mm-hmm. The squad does look bigger because, like I said, we promoted a few players. Wojtek Marek is one. Juraj Kotula, I assume we're going to see more of. Jakub Černín, who I know very little about. Marek Mach, who, again, I don't know much about. He played, I think, one of the preseason games, is a midfielder, has been given number 9.
Yeah, played Vyshkov as well.
Yeah. David Jurasek also ditto and scored, I think. David Mochka, and we've got one signing in, that's Adam Folsek from Pardubice, and he looked decent enough in the bits that I saw of him. We saw him live against Nitra.
Yes,
of course, he played a bit. Yeah, he looks sort of, you know, tall and rangy enough to slot into central midfield nicely.
We'll go into this in a little bit more detail later on when I do the Pardubice preview. But I mean, Fosek is basically, I would say, one of Pardubice's top 3 players.
Right.
And what is interesting about Fosek is that he scores a decent amount as well. I think he scored 8 goals in the league last season, but he also brings a hell of a lot of assists. So got another sort of 6 or 7 with him on that in that more sort of central middle of the park role. To be honest, exactly where Ladia Krejci was.
I was going to say he's basically a direct replacement for Krejci, isn't he?
And this is perhaps where if you take this preseason and if you take what the midfield offers for Zbrojovka at the moment, probably the reason why we haven't gone into the market for a striker, because you have someone in Fosek who scores goals. Shumbara, goals. 5 goals, I think, since he came back.
Yeah.
From football, three nets. You've got
Magera.
You've got Magera at front. Stepanovski, of course, ran Magera close for top scorer. Bartolomeu has been playing quite a lot in the pre-seasons. He has goals in him if he can be bothered.
Rusek, if he gets a decent run of games, he can get 10 this season, I reckon.
Yeah, well, this could be Rusek going back into a front two.
Mm-hmm.
Or what I actually think is perhaps more likely is that you have him alternating with Zekel for that extra spot. Zekel, who must be doing something fantastic on the training pitches because he's signed a 3-year deal.
Mm.
And we've been quite harsh on
the Zekel virus.
Zekel, who was a lot of people's choice for things like underperforming player of
yes,
the year.
Yes, exactly. He was, wasn't he?
I just think he still looks out of his depth. And when he looks out of his depth in the second tier against teams like Taborsko,
Do you think it was him who lent Pavel Holoska the camera? I'm going to keep banging that drum.
not the only person that's kept banging.
Yay! There you go. Oh, dear me.
It's not really a new season.
It's no. So that was our pre-season, basically. It's sort of much of a muchness. There was the Opava game. There was they experimented with a 4-3-3, which Denik slightly optimistically called a Liverpool-style 4-3-3. That's really? No. So they've basically reverted to the 4-4-2 they finished so strongly with last season.
Opava looked like they'll probably be fine this season as well as a middle team. They started off their campaign beating our former colleagues, Dinamo Ceska Budějovice, in the first match day.
You know who they've got up top now as well?
Who have they got up top?
Kuba Reznicek.
Dinamo?
No.
Opava.
You
can't see my face.
Yeah.
That is good.
For them, it is.
But we're not in that league, so...
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck a lot of them.
Right, should we go on and do a preview?
Yes.
This Friday, i.e. in...
This Friday!
I.e. in a couple of days' time, hopefully, we will be trekking to just south of Prague in the sort of...
You will be chauffeuring me.
I will be hopefully chauffeuring you in the new... Gentleman Ultras stroke Bats versus Cats band van wagon type of vehicle, and we're going up to hopefully have our first trip to Pint and Whiskey Chase of Lasheem. So let's talk about that, shall we? So we're back, and before we look at Linnell and Flansburg Lasheem, are we going to look at a couple of the new teams that have joined us? Or do you want to do that now? Or?
Yeah, I mean, we can. There's not too much to add on this so far. So obviously, we saw Dinamo Ceska Budějovice go up to the First League.
Mm-hmm.
So that means, of course, only one team comes down, and that is, to the surprise of nobody, Dukla.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting to see what Dukla bring to this league. It could be a lot, it could be very little.
I have incredibly good memories of the time we went to Dukla Prague to see a magnificent victory for Zbrojovka.
Kuba Reznicek double.
Yes.
The goal, which was not a goal.
And what a game that was. And do you remember walking back into town and meeting them? Were they Scots as well?
They were Scots in Dukla scarves.
Yeah, who had... apparently been told that was the team to go for, oddly.
That or Bohemka, for sure.
Well, yes, but of the two,
Admira. yeah. I mean, I think that was probably the only one on as well that weekend.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, weird team. Massive ground in that it's one gigantic stand and a running track.
Yeah, Stadion Ulianov, and you're in the
Ulyska.
Ulyska, even at Ulianov. Ulianov's here, isn't it?
Yeah.
Boo! It's dusting off the cobwebs. The cobwebs of the podcast here.
Slapping yourself with your fish there.
Fantastic. It's, you know, anything to wake me up from this nightmare, which is the second league, David. you're put up in the top right hand side of that very large
top left if you're standing in it.
Very good. you're up high up in
you're
the stadium.
You're very high up, yeah.
And what actually alarms me about this is that, and I'm sure it's subject to change because, you know, hashtag Czech football, but we're scheduled to play there at 10:15. And we're going to play them in a few weeks, actually. I think we're going to play them around September.
Thing is,
or August.
It's a long way from the centre of Prague as well. It's a right hike. So that's not looking great. But anyway, they came down, and going up were...
Well, Eskalishen.
Our
is
friends
the
and
best
colleagues
one.
From the end of the number 8 tram.
So we have, and they've, you know, been granted the licence and everything. They're ready to go, as you said, going to be playing Varnsdorf on Saturday. They are bringing back the Brno Derby for the first time since 1989.
Nice.
And by Brno Derby, I mean two teams from Brno, not that this is really a derby.
Yes, exactly. In fact, Sprojovka fans on the fan club website have been encouraged basically to go down and cheer on Lyshen. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, it's not a derby, really. Yeah.
And I think as well as part of this being, I mean, this is obviously a Sprojovka Brno podcast, but also I think a general Czech football, and as very proud members of the Brno community, we'll be keeping an eye on how Lyshen do over the next season. Particularly, I think, as we discussed before, we might not be doing as many away games this season solely due to things like logistics, other stuff getting in the way.
Yeah.
You know, for example, Sokolov again will be playing quite soon. I think it's a third or fifth game of the season. That's going to be a 10:15 on a Saturday, and really after the start of the second half of last season, I just don't have the holiday days anymore to be doing these things.
There is that, yeah,
and
exactly.
There was a little bit of burnout from doing this every weekend.
Yeah.
So the best thing will be that almost certainly when Sprojovka are playing away, Lyshen will be playing at home. So we'll be trying to cover as many of those games as possible,
yeah.
Obviously still with this being a focus on Sprojovka Brno.
What I'm going to try and do is there are a couple of people who have sort of recently joined the Gentlemen Ultras footballing community who might fancy the odd away day. So if one of us, like if either you or me doesn't fancy it,
yes,
the other one can, you know, grab one of the other guys and go. So that's something at least.
That's true.
Yes, and on the other note, the other team that came up from a regional division was Slavoj Vyšehrad, which is another Prague team.
And from a Sprojovka perspective, that's absolutely outstanding because Bohemia is a really large place,
yeah.
And this means that there is a strong likelihood that we'll be able to go to a game there, playing Nusle.
Yeah.
And have experience of the second league before, but not for a few years,
mm-hmm.
So welcome back.
Yeah, so welcome back to them, and welcome indeed not welcome, because we're going there. Sam, it's John Paul George and Ringo Vlašín.
You're going to have to keep you doing these, because I don't have any, but
all
yes.
Right, you go.
There's quite a nice link there because I think we're hopefully going to do the places that we didn't do last season,
mm-hmm.
Which of course Vlašín is one, and we'll have these new teams to look at away as well. So what about Vlašín? Picks up paper.
Yeah.
Vlašín is going to be a perfect start, I think, for Sprojovka because it's going to test a bit of the measure of the squad now.
Mm-hmm.
So over the two games we had last season, Vlašín and Varnsdorf are the two teams that we got the lowest sort of points total from.
Yeah.
So we've got 1 out of 6 for both of those teams. And they started reasonably strong last year, Vlašín, but they finished 12th overall and they lost the last four games of the season. And for Vlashim, clearly goals were a problem. So only Sokolov and Prostyov scored fewer than them. But on the other hand, only one team in the bottom half of the table scored fewer. So they're reasonably well-drilled, a really average team of the sorts that's caused us problems in the past.
Yeah, everything you were saying there sounds a lot like Sokolov, sounds a lot like Varnsdorf, sounds a lot like every team from a small town with an a kind of identical stadium in my head.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, like you said, it's a good first day test. If we can break them down, if we can win by a couple of goals, that'll really set us on our way quite nicely.
Absolutely.
I think.
And I'm a bit of a betting man. I have a bet on.
Oh, yeah.
So Daniel, who tweets at us quite often,
mm-hmm.
I thought poor timing, said that on the day we beat Vyshkov 9-1, that we're going to lose this game.
Right.
So I was like, no.
Okay.
And so if Zbrojovka win on Friday, he's going to buy me a bunch of beers.
Nice.
And if Zbrojovka lose on Friday, I am going to pay him into the first home game of the season and buy him a couple of beers.
Oh, okay. Good.
So a bit of friendly competition
there. That's a nice bet,
actually. Because I think we should win this. I think we're the better team that win this. Yep. And do you want the one reason that I think we're going to win this?
Yes. What is it?
It's Yusuf Dow, who caused us so many problems last season.
He's dead. Left.
He's returned back to Sparta under-21s, baby.
Okay, yeah.
And the question is, how do you replace someone like that who was sort of dynamic, pretty fast, okay, didn't score that many goals, but was a, you know, I thought a really good striker. And it seems a couple of questionable players. So right. Do you want a questionable player? Start us off.
I love a questionable player.
Brazilian player, Lucas Dias.
Lucas Dias.
Comes in a 2-year deal.
Two asses, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So he technically signs from Bohemians.
Right.
He's played 8 minutes for them.
Good,
In March 2018, he played eight minutes for them. He spent the first half of last season on loan at Israeli team Kiryat Shmona.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, Kiryat Shmona. Dun-dun-dun. Yeah, okay, good.
And is it another one of your favourites coming up, David?
Is it? Right. Favourite Israeli team names?
No, not Israeli, just general. A favourite of yours, I believe,
because,
in the past.
Because I was going to say Irony Ashdod. I like that as a name. One of my favourites from the past.
Well, okay, so he's...
Which country? Give me a country.
Czech Republic.
Right, okay. So favourite as in name or favourite as in...
As in a name sort
just,
of one,
right,
yeah.
Okay. As in a name, a Czech team.
Not as good as Haras El Hadoud.
No, that was actually the other one I was thinking of. A Czech team with a... not Chmel Bolshany, they don't exist anymore. Go on.
Okay, so he played for Kiryat Shmona, and after the winter break was immediately sent out again to Zappi.
Hello, Zappi. Yes.
So he was sent out to Zappi, and we don't know much about the history of this man before 2017, by the way. So he's 22, and based on what's available online, he has not scored a senior goal, David.
Excellent.
Someone who might do better is Pavel Pilic. You may remember him from such football teams as Mastoborsko.
I do not remember him.
He has a bunch of experience. He would be wasted in the third tier. He's been around a host of different... Like, I think he's had time at, for example, Hradec Králové. Mm-hmm. I think he's had time at a lot of teams of that level. And
Hradec El Hadoud.
Nice, okay. But by far the weirdest thing I think they did last season was... you know about my long-term crush with Patrick Legiang.
I do.
So they put him on loan to Prostyov for the second half of last season, and he returned and went to Bohemka on a free transfer.
Yeah. That's... if... You have to wonder what the situation behind that was, because if his contract was running down and there had been interest, if somebody from Bohemka had just said, run your contract down and we'll come and get you...
Well,
you know, you never know you never know what's gone on behind the scenes, but
he's currently injured, and he'll be back, I think, in August. But I fully expect him to compete with or replace Valesh in the Bohemka goal, because he is woeful.
Okay.
And I think Legiang has all the makings of a first team player. I've said it many, many times. That I would love to see him at Zbrojovka.
Yeah.
I think he'll do absolutely fine in the first league, and he will need to do well in the first league because I think Bohemka will be.
They're
going to
be in trouble again, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, all power to him, I say. Mm-hmm. So.
So that's what we're going to be facing on Friday at 6. What would you like to see us do, or what shape would you like us to take?
I would like us to remain with Jirka Floder in goal, who, again, Brianske Denik today referred to as Ondra Floder. So some reporter and or sub clearly earning their money there. I would basically, I don't want to see a lot of changes to how we finished the last season. I don't necessarily want to see a lot of, like, the younger players in. I would like to see Folsek start, but I think we finished last season so strongly mm-hmm. that I don't think there's any major need for any change. I think,
yeah,
you know, I think that's fine.
The big thing is that in this... two things, I think, spring to mind. First is where in the world is Andre
San Diego.
Andre Pakhlopnik.
Injured.
Still injured, still. Hasn't played any part of the... of the preseason, and of course there's no Ladia Krejci, so I think Fosek has to start.
Yes,
and I think very strongly suspect that we are then going to also see Robert Bartolomeo start
because
there's no Stepanovski. Shumbara still playing on the left wing.
Yeah,
and I think we'll probably complete that midfield with Damian Barish, though I'm not sure.
I'd say probably, I think we'd start with Barish for a bit of solidity, just to make sure we don't concede mm-hmm. a stupid early goal. And then if we need something, then hello, Tonda Rusek.
Rusek will probably start on the bench because I've just got this horrible feeling that we're going to start Zekel and with...
With Magera.
Though, new season, I've got a new positive attitude
yes.
to this. New positive atmosphere, I was going to say. I might have practiced.
Although, that too, I can see it sort of emanating.
Zekel could be good. This is the sort of game where Zekel could show off his stuff. I just don't think he...
What stuff?
I mean, skills, I hope.
He said scales for a minute. He's actually half lizard. Who knew?
The one thing that also I question is at the back, there's, I think it's quite obviously, you know, Pavel Iceman's going to be there. You're going to have Petr Pavlík back in there and Lukáš Kristufek. Who are we going to be playing on the right wing?
Fullback, you mean? Mm-hmm. Sukup, I'd imagine.
We're going to be playing Sukup, you think?
I would think so. It's either going to be him or Kotula, but Kotula has barely featured.
That's true.
So I think it's going to be, I think it's going to be Pavel, the Iceman, Pavlí, Kristufek, and Sukup, mm-hmm. I would imagine, would be the back four. Anyway, let's move on from that, and let's do the first round of Hot or Nots. Hot or Nots of the season. It's time again for Hot or Not. Sam, what is hot or not?
A few things.
Right.
So one hot or not each this fortnight.
Yep.
Do you want me to start?
You can start.
Okay, my hot is FC Slovácko, David.
Yes. I thought that was either going to be one of them.
Yes.
Like, either a hot or a not. Or it's obviously going to be a hot.
Yeah, I mean, as much as I enjoy trolling the Sparta Prague English account.
The greatest football team in Prague, remember?
I mean, the most famous. Yes.
Sorry, yes.
The most popular, successful and famous and everything else. just hook it to my veins. not only did they start off their campaign with a 2-0 reversal, the Generali to Slovácko, who are a team that finished 11th last season and will likely repeat that feat with their squad. It had everything else.
Yep.
It had managerial meltdown on Twitter.com.
Yes, I saw that. That was very funny.
And it's the first time Slovácko have ever won a game in Letná. Dearie me, how bad am I today?
Not as bad as Sparta. Yeah, this is managerial meltdown for a brand new manager, basically, as well. Yeah. This is very entertaining to see.
It's starting as you mean to go on with Sparta Prague, and by starting as I mean to go on, I mean so far off the pace of both Slavia and Victoria Pilsen that they might be in a real dogfight for fourth or fifth.
Yes.
And I loved all the reactions to this game. It was fantastic. There were so many people being like, oh, let's not panic. Oh, you know, they seemed to sort of know what they were doing in the second half. They were dreadful. It should have been three. Slovacko missed an open net. Like, oh, it was just brilliant, David. I really enjoyed it.
All right, fair enough.
What's your hot?
Well, I've got hot, and this is thank you to one of our followers, Chris Boothroyd, on Twitter, at CZE Football.
Great account, follow
yes,
that.
Yes, follow that. And it was his thing that he noticed, which was the first assist of the Czech First League season went to Jablonec, because they played first. And the person who got the first assist of the Czech League season was Vlastimil Hrubý, who is their goalkeeper, which is a which is basically as much Czech football as you can sum up in one statistic.
It's a really damning indictment on Bohemians.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's going to be a lot more damning indictments on Bohemians as the season goes on. But I think Jablonec are going to be there or thereabouts in the fight for Europe again. Or they'll win the cup, because they always win the cup.
They're just generally a very impressive team from that, for a team with that sort of budget and that sort of fan base.
It's a well-run little club, aren't they, really?
Get your stadium sorted, lads.
Oh, yeah.
But actually, as an aside, are we both probably broadly in agreement that the two teams that are really going to be fighting for the direct drop are going to be Bohemians and Karviná? Or do you have another insight?
Bohemians and Karviná, yeah, that's... I haven't really given it that much thought. Those two do... Yeah, those two do spring to mind. Bohemians definitely.
Time is up for one of them, surely.
Yeah. Karviná, as I mentioned a lot last season, have added nothing to that league.
Yeah.
I was considering Opavar again, but, you know, now they've got Naše Kubo up front, I think they will be able to fire themselves to safety.
I think they'll be okay.
I haven't really thought about it.
I think it has to be that too, because looking as well at Dinamo Česká Budějovice, they've kept Ledecký, they've kept Taborský, they've really kept the nucleus of that team that at times just battered the second league, and I see a bunch of teams that are worse. So...
Yeah, I think they'll also, I mean, despite the fact they lost their first game, I still think they might have enough sort of new promotion bounce to string a couple of results together early doors, and, you know,
they've got a supporters base that's not going to call for blood as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, give themselves a fighting chance.
Yeah.
All right, should we do some knots? Have you got a knot? What's your knot?
My knot is Slovak teams in Europe, David.
Right, okay.
So you've got four teams from the Slovak League who are in either Champions League or Europa League competition.
Mm-hmm.
Quick quiz, name them.
In either Champions League or Europa League.
Yes.
So I'm going to say Slovan.
Champions, yeah.
Yeah. I'm really bad at Slovak team names as well. It's going to be Spartak Trnava.
Yeah, cup winners, yeah.
Cup winners. Ooh, crikey. I'm very, very bad at this.
One you might get.
It's
who finished second?
It's not Danube Wednesdays, is it?
Yes.
Yes, is it?
Dunajská Streda.
Yeah, Dunajská Streda and...
One of my favourite team names in the league, just because how it sounds.
Skalica.
Ružomberok,
nice.
All right, so I think the only team that passes with any sort of colours is Dunajská Streda, who in their Europa League had a 1-1 draw at home with KS Krakowia of the Polish league.
It's not that bad.
Which is far and away a better league. Ružomberok as well, not a great team. Lost 2-0 at home to Levski Sofia, who are a half decent team. Radnik of
Radnik of... Ooh, Lord. Radnik of... No, it's gone. I want to say Bulgaria again.
Real but, powerhouse league, this one.
Is it... Oh, Christ. The place I can never remember, Moldova?
It's the League of Bosnia-Herzegovina. Bosnia,
right, okay.
Beat Spartak Trnava 2-0.
Ouch.
And Slovan Bratislava played their Champions League qualifier with, here's another one for you.
Yeah.
Based on how this is pronounced, you've got a fighting chance of getting this. FK Sutjeska Nicic.
Romania.
Of course, Montenegro.
Montenegro, okay, sorry.
Sutjeska Nicic. They were leading the Sutjeska Nicic 1-0. And they equalised in Bratislava in the 93rd minute.
Oh. Yes.
Do you know much about the Montenegrin League?
I know nothing about the Montenegrin League.
I don't, but I know enough that it's shit. So, yeah, there's a real chance that Slovakia have, at best, one team in the second qualifying round of the Europa League.
That's a poor show, isn't it?
So,
it really is.
And I think it actually demonstrates a lot of... Even stuff that we've seen pre-season, we played Nitra and we didn't break a sweat beating them 4-0 in a friendly. The Slovak League seems to be, by some people, considered to still be a good league. It is, I think it's 32nd in Europe at this point. It's not good.
The reason is it spiked a couple of years ago and the national team was very good recently. I think that's why people thought it was a better league than it is.
Marek Hamšík plays in Italy for a reason.
Yeah. So yeah, there was that sort of spike in the national team and a couple of the... I think Spartak Trnava, did they get Champions League at one point?
Spartak Trnava, they've got qualification. They've never been in the group.
Yeah, because did they have to play Chelsea or something? Or they played some English team and they were not awful. So I think people assumed
Spartak
it was a better league.
Spartak Trnava beat St. Johnston in the Europa League, I think, three seasons ago.
Well.
And everyone was giving it the hill. If that team was in the Scottish Premiership, they'd finish sixth. No, they wouldn't.
Okay.
Sorry, they wouldn't. So, I fear for Slovak football.
I don't care, really, but there it is.
You probably have a better knot. What's your knot?
My knot is Zbrojovka's collar and sleeves. Not a euphemism, but... Yeah, Zbrojovka have a new kit for this year. Two new kits, in fact, as is traditional. They have stuck to all red for their home kit. There are some things I like about it. I like the typeface on the back. I think that's very elegant. The numbers all have a little Z in them. I think that's quite cute. That looks really good.
Z in the collar.
Yeah, Z in the collar, but the collar, the front's really weird and horrible, and it looks like it's being eaten by your neck a little bit. And then the sleeves. Ah, the sleeves, Sam, the sleeves. They've got some sort of ribbing for your pleasure on them. I'm not entirely sure what's going on there, but like some. It looks like the front cover of that Joy Division album.
And
but,
the pleasures.
Yeah, but done in a slightly different, sort of slightly lighter shade of red. I don't know what's going on there.
It's a faded sleeve thing, which has been a big Nike thing, I think, for a while now.
Yeah, it's if you can think of the Man City shirt from, I think maybe not this season, but the last season, that was it was the sky blue, but it had the dark sort of fadey bit. It's that, but in almost exactly the same shade of red.
Yeah.
It's pointless.
Not a fan.
Not a fan. However, I am a fan of not wearing fluorescent day glow yellow for the away kit.
I'm probably going to pick up the away kit. I think the away kit, aside from the collar, looks really smart.
It's black with gold everything else. Gold sponsor, gold number, gold detailing.
It is.
Gold badge.
It's the away strip that I want Aberdeen to have. And Aberdeen have done the exact opposite. They've got all gold
with
black trimming.
Oh, dear. Okay, well, yeah, those are our hot or nots. Let's beer of the podcast next, shall we?
Beer of the podcast.
Let's do that.
Beer of the podcast.
season two, which means it's the first season two beer
of
the
podcast.
Rest in peace, Marky Smith. My selection this week, and I was going to try and go to the brewery in Lishan to get some of their beer to take away to toast our new
divisional colleagues.
Indeed,
say.
Our new divisional colleagues. However, anyone who lives in and around Brno knows that the tram system always does something in the summer. That's when they always try to repair things. And all the trams up to Lishan, which gave the easiest access to the brewery,
don't go there at the moment. No.
That's why I had Ulyanov on the mind, actually, because right, the number eight goes to Ulyanov and it stops. So, and I got out of work, super, you know, a bit early, not super early, but a bit early to try and get up there and back here in time for that, but mm-hmm. to no avail. So I just had to go to the beer, the good beer shop,
yes.
like a fool, and enjoy a pint while waiting for you to get back home.
Yeah, you're fool.
It's a tough life.
It is.
So luckily, we have a beer in homage to our first home game, which we're going to be discussing shortly, which is going to be against FK Pardubice.
Yep.
So we have a beer from the Pardubicki Pivovar.
Yes. It's called Taxis! Well, it's called Taxis, actually. Mm-hmm. And this was one that I bought last season and we didn't get around to doing.
Mm-hmm.
I did buy this, actually, but I can't remember how it tastes. It's quite strong. It's 6%
yes.
Alcohol, which is, I guess it's a 14 degree, probably, beer in this country.
Yeah.
Any knowledge about Taxis?
Yes, it sums up one of the two inevitable things about Pardubice.
It's a horse racing reference.
No, it's death or taxes. Come on. Oh, come on, David.
Geez, sorry. I was being serious.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pardubicki Pivovar do one of my, I think one of my favourite dark ones, and definitely Mr. Sean Glacken's favourite dark one, aside from Guinness, which is Pardubicki Porter,
mm-hmm.
Which is also continues a trend of being very strong.
Yeah.
So this is, I don't even know if this is properly a lager. It's, I saw it under special beer pale, which I think will either be some sort of ale or more likely just a generic special beer.
Yeah,
you call it,
it
you
just says Svetle pivo speciale.
Yeah, that usually
like,
just,
it's just
that
it's
usually
just
means flavored lager.
Yeah. Do you want to know about Taxis?
Yes, please.
It is the most legendary fence. It's the name of the fence on the part of its race course.
Uh-huh.
And it's named after a Mr. Taxis, who has something to do with setting the race up or financing the race initially. And it's the kind of, I don't know, a famous fence at Aintree. Beecher's Brook, is that a thing?
I don't know. This
but
is.
But yeah, like it's this incredible, like if you get over there, you're going to do well because it kills loads of horses every year or something. I don't know what it does. Well, but yeah, it's a big legendary fence named after. And so that's what this is named after.
Well, this is definitely one for our...
Martin,
our resident horse racing expert on this Broyov cast.
You say resident?
Well, I mean, he's
we've met him, me briefly, you for a slightly longer.
I took him out for beers most of the evening. It was very nice to see you in Brno. Martin, hope you come back soon and get a game in. And yeah, well, I mean, the amount of, like, that boy does so much work for his Borovcast in terms of retweets
uh-huh.
that I believe he is our resident football,
yeah.
our horse expert even.
Yeah, so, anyway, so here's to that.
Yeah.
Tink. Mmm. Sweet. Sweet. Not in a sweet way, but in a it's actually quite sweet
mm-hmm.
way. I'm not too sure about that. It's yeah.
The porter's so good, and I wish I could have put the porter. I was really wanting to be like I was going to bully it and drink the porter, and then
yeah.
I thought it's the first podcast of the season. Don't do it to the lad.
You probably should have.
It's fine. It's I get a bit of something at the end.
Yeah.
I get a bit of dark. At the end,
yeah,
but
that's it. It Yeah, it tastes like it can't quite decide if it's a dark beer or a lager, basically.
So this one is definitely a dud, I think. Mm. It's fine. Like I can drink this on a warm summer's day like today, and probably regret it because it's 6%.
Yeah, I've very little else to say about it, to be honest. It's fine.
Well, I think, as we were talking about earlier, this is a good chance to announce this to make sure that we do it, is we're going to try and deviate away from lagers.
Yeah.
The problem is that it's very hard to deviate away from lagers in this country where you have lagers and a growing IPA scene.
And you don't like IPA,
like IPAs, but there's good dark beer. And
I don't like dark beer.
Yeah, so this is going to be a challenge for us. So this may become alcohol of the podcast. Who knows? We just actually split, and it's the first thing on the program, and we enjoy a nice bottle of wine together.
Get some fucking Jufanek out or something.
Cementing the relationship even further. Shout out my girlfriend. And I think up next, we're going to talk about Pardubitzer.
We are going to talk about Pardubitzer.
Good, let's stop this bit.
So Pardubitzer it is the first home game back in a couple of weeks, and taxis, what have we got? Well, what have we got apart from Adam Folsek?
A lot of 7 p.m. kickoffs.
Yeah.
So most of our home games this year are going to be 7 p.m. on a Friday.
Yes.
Which I'm okay with. I don't know.
Yeah, it's not entirely awful. It's perfectly sensible. Leaves the weekend free.
Mm-hmm. And our first game will be against...
two tickets to Pardubice, honey, I got... Yeah.
So...
Sorry.
Yeah, Bice, baby. Pardubice, seventh last season. Mm-hmm. They'll be disappointed with that. This is a team that have, I think, stated aims to get into the first league. And that has been hindered by City Council.
Yeah.
If you remember, they were wanting to build, I think, a 6,000 stadium. And that was kiboshed, unfortunately.
Nice little ground, though, mind, at the moment. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not first league standard, obviously, but it's a pleasant place to go.
They've been really testing themselves in friendlies. They've had some tough ones. Sigma Olomouc and Jablonec.
Oh, yeah.
Mention a couple. There's some concerns here, I think, for Pardubice, not for us.
Right.
Actually, I think that if you want a bold statement right now,
always.
I think that there's a real chance Pardubice could finish in the second half of this league.
All right.
This year.
Okay.
Towards the end of the season, they weren't really beating any teams they weren't supposed to, right? So, like, last three victories were all against teams that are part of the relegation scrap.
Uh-huh.
And there are two significant losses that really need plugged. First, if we've talked about, it's Adam Folsek. And really bizarrely, they've allowed Michal Petran to go on loan to Karvina.
That name rings a bell, Petrang. I don't know why.
Yeah, so, well, probably because he scores.
Might be it.
You've lost two players who scored a combined 19 league goals last season. So you have to ask how they're going to make that up, right?
They were not a massively high scoring side, I don't believe, last year. So that would have been
a lot of
them.
They started scoring a lot of goals.
Yeah. Okay.
For a while, they were about five or six above us. And
right.
then we ended up just outgunning.
Yeah.
I'm not convinced that they've replaced well. So they have Lukasz Pfeiffer, who comes on loan from Victoria Pilsen's B team.
Right. Okay.
He's only 20. So there's that. But he spent last season at Mash Taborsko, where he scored a mighty 2 goals in 25 appearances.
So. Not exactly boot-quaking territory there, is it?
I mean, that could be because Master Bosco are not a very creative team and were deservedly relegated.
But 2 in 25, though. You know, even through, you know, falling over his own feet and bundling a ball into the back of the net, you'd think he'd get more than 2 in 25.
Well, I mean, it gets worse because he's joined by Pilsen's allegedly first-team player, Michal Hlavati. Yeah. Who is
Hlavati.
He's an attacking midfielder, but he spent all last season at Banik Sokolov. And he managed a solitary goal in the cup against SK Rakovnik of the CFL. So,
names to strike fear into the hearts of Pardubice fans.
So here is my hot take, is that I think the Pardubice are going to struggle this season.
Oh, fair enough.
And we haven't really mentioned this, but always the favourites in this sort of league as a team that goes down, right? So I think Dukla Praga will be favourites or whatever. We're definitely second favourites.
I don't think Dukla Praga are favourites.
You reckon?
No, I don't think they are. I think there are strong enough teams, us, and I think possibly Jihlava, that I think would... I think I'd favour us over Dukla, to be honest.
I mean, no, in terms of the... Look, I mean, in terms of odds makers, that they will be considered the favourites. We should be the favourites, and I think we're going to win the league.
Mm-hmm.
Other hot take, I'm saying that we're going to win the league.
That's a bold statement before game one has been played, I've got to say.
Yeah, but I think this time we've got to set our stall out, right?
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
Because we fell into the trap last season of being very doom and gloom in the first half of the season, while forgetting that we are always terrible the first half of the season, and we really come into form in the second half.
The other thing is, we did the classic Zbrojovka trick of... Well, actually, this is a trick familiar to me as a Coventry fan, because it's what happened when we got relegated from the Premier League, thinking we're a big team. Because, you know, used to be in the top league for years and years and years, decent fan base, big city and so forth. You think you can go down and basically phone it in against smaller teams. No, you can't. And that's what we were doing. We went down last year and we came across as complacent,
mm-hmm,
and a little bit lazy.
Mm-hmm.
And then they realised we're going to have to fucking work really hard to get out of this. And they started actually working and playing and found a system. So yeah, I think if we, as you said, set our stall out early this season, I think we should touch a lot of wood, be looking good.
Yeah.
But
we'll see. Yeah, I think we need to have a little bit, I mean, actually not so much a little bit, but just a little bit of improvement in the first half of the season if we can power through in the second.
Yeah.
Let's remember that, you know, all arrogance aside, Cheska Budějovice were far and away the best team last
season.
They were
very good, yeah.
We are now the bigger fish here. And, yeah. I mean, to just keep piling on the hot takes or whatever, I don't think that Jihlava...
Throw another hot take on the fire there, Sam.
Yeah, I don't think Jihlava are going to be contenders this season. I think they've been irrevocably damaged by this nonsense that happened in the playoffs. So I think that it's going to be a straight fight between us, Dukla Praga, and Hradec Králové, who are going to make up the top three.
Yeah.
Booyah! Come back to me in May.
We will. We certainly will. Right, shall we...
Do I get the pub?
We are going to go to the pub, but before we play out on an English language song sung in Czech, we would just like to thank everyone who stuck with us through last season, and hopefully you're joining us for this season. It's going to be another roller coaster, I hope. Follow us on social media, on Twitter and Facebook at Zbrojovcast. Tell your friends, your family, co-workers until you're blue in the face and they're sick of you and wonder why the hell you listen to this. And subscribe on all podcast platforms.
Yes, if you're ever in Brno as well and want to take in a game, please message us on social media channels, as a few people have.
Yeah, a few people have done.
And we've been very happy to take them to games and show them around some good drinking spots in Brno.
Unless a lot of them stayed out until 9 o'clock in the morning. But that was, you know...
I'm not naming names.
That's their lookout. You're right, Simon.
And I think we're going to finish on a song which is going to celebrate a real Czech legend's very special 80th birthday.
80th birthday, 2 days ago, mm-hmm, and it was old Charlie God.
In God We Trust.
Exactly. So we're going to play you out with this, and see you in a couple of weeks.
Good luck, Bruno.
Bye.
Tvůj vkus, znáš můj svět i mé blues, znám málo náš čas, stejně pádí kolem nás, tak já to cítím, dávno jsem vystartoval. Odkud mě najdeš, řeknu ti, kudy jet dál. Si naposled zkus svůj vůz, jed za mnou cesty kus, běž kam chceš a dívej se, kudy jdeš, skoč, máš-li proč stopnout ten kolotoč, teď se vzchod, pravou chvíli řekni stop.
čas, znám málo ze tvých krás, známe pouze navzájem svůj vzájemný nezájem. Oh, jak já to chápu, život mě zahání dál. Snad sama cítíš, že jsem tu ještě včera stál. Mezi námi si naposled zkus svůj vůz, jeď za mnou cesty kus. Jdeš, kam chceš, a dívej se, kudy jdeš. Skoč, máš-li proč, stopnou ten kolotoč. A teď se vzchop a pravou chvíli řekni stop. Let's kus svůj vůz a jeď za mnou cesty kus. Běž, kam chceš a dívej se, kudy jdeš. Skoč, máš-li proč, stopnou ten kolotoč. Teď se vzchop, pravou chvíli řekni stop. Teď se vzchop a právě pravou chvíli si řekni stop. Řekni stop, právě v pravou chvíli si řekni stop, v pravou chvíli řekni stop.